Hello and welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. I'm excited to be with you today. Looks like we have quite a few questions in queue today, and we'll start with answering them. For those that are new, this is a session where we answer your questions about calcium bentonite clay and shed some light on this product and how it can and if it can help with different situations. Olivia from Florida has a question. Will bentonite help people with brain and neurological issues, especially Alzheimer's, which is linked to heavy metal toxicity such as aluminum? Also, can its detoxifying effects help heal kidney and liver damage also due to heavy metals? I don't know if it helps regress the damage of Alzheimer's. It definitely will help removing the heavy metals if they're still in play and affecting it. Some neurological cases like Parkinson's or MS, I don't see that it helps repair the damage that's already been done. However, it is beneficial to supporting the body as your whole immune system. So, you know, taking the clay is just going to be an advantage. It's going to keep you cleaned out where you're getting more of your nutrition from your vitamins and your supplements and the food you eat. It gets rid of parasite. It balances that pH. When we get over acidic from either eating the wrong foods or stressing out, which is easy to do this day and time. So it can be beneficial in a lot of ways, and it definitely will remove heavy metals. We had a wonderful testimony last week with a young child, I believe it was 3 years old, that had high levels of lead in his blood, his bloodstream. It was a 7.3. The doctor wanted to do invasive IV chelation and medications. And the gentleman had heard me on the Power Hour about detoxing with clay and decided to do that first. And he started giving his son like a teaspoon of clay a day of the liquid. And then he had was giving him the clay baths 2 or 3 times a week with 1 cup of clay. And he did that for 3 months, had him tested again, and his test level went to 0. So we took the test back to the doctor who wanted to do the chelation, and he was absolutely amazed because he said even with chelation, he's never seen it go to a 0. That's not the first time we've gotten a report like that. Years ago, we had a lady that had high levels of aluminum, lead, mercury, arsenic. She was just all over the place. And after about 3 months of doing clay baths and drinking the clay, and she said she wasn't religious in doing it, you know, she did it weekly but not religiously, this day, skip that day, do this day, skip that day. And so her test level came back and she was toxin-free. So yes to removing the heavy metals. If the damage is already done, I'm just not sure. I don't know too many people who have Alzheimer's that have been given the clay baths and the clay to drink. So if you do and you want to try it, please keep me posted if you notice any change. I'd love to have some feedback on that. Thank you for that. Larry Fowler from Georgetown. Will clay interfere with herbals I'm taking in the cleansing program? They shouldn't, you know, generally I just say wait about 30 minutes after you take your herbals. They absorb pretty quickly, and then do your clay regime. Maybe just not do them one on top of the other or together. There's some herbs it works very well with, but there's some that it might counter, so it would depend on the different herbs. Joe in Bothell, does the calcium bentonite clay causes dry skin after external use? If so, what should I use to moisturize my skin? Generally, after a clay bath, when you wash it off, your skin is baby soft. However, in the wintertime and using it topically, if a little residue is left on there, it's going to be drying. And if you should experience dryness, which often we get in the wintertime anyway, we have a great moisture cream. It's called Body Cream. I like the citrus green tea. It not only keeps your skin soft all day, but it fluffs out the wrinkles in your arms. I'm a living testimonial to that, because at 74, if I don't use it, my arms look like crepe paper. But when I use it, it fluffs out those little wrinkles, and it makes them feel smooth as velvet, touchable. So get some citrus green tea body cream, body cream, or the regular body cream. These are paraben-free products from the Living Clay Company, and they're just superior in what they do. Thank you, Joe. And Joe has several questions here. Good. Can leaving clay on the scalp help conditions like dandruff or eczema? Yes, particularly dandruff. Generally, you know, wet your hair, kind of part it, massage the clay mud, the mask, down into your scalp. Leave it on for 30 minutes or so. It's going to start, as it dries, it's going to itch a little bit. But just bear with it and then go wash it off. You may, if your hair feels coarse afterwards, some people with fine hair, it gives their hair more body. Some people with thick hair, it gets too much body. But a conditioner, a shampoo conditioner afterwards will take care of that. It's good for eczema. You want to be aggressive with eczema. You want to keep it on there as long as you can. You know, if it's in your... The only place you have it is in your scalp. I put the wet clay on and get one of those little shower caps at the beauty shop and just sleep with it on and leave the wet clay on there all night, particularly thickly over the eczema areas. We have a wonderful testimony from an 83-year-old lady that had eczema all over her body. When she was younger, she had it behind her knees and her neck and the bends of her arm, but as she got older, it just seemed to go all over her body. And her daughter, when she saw her, her sisters had been telling her about it, she didn't live in the same city. And when she got there, she was just amazed at how her mother looked. She had quit going outside. She used to walk a mile a day. She didn't want people to see her, and she had become a recluse. Besides that, she's miserable, as you know, how miserable you can be with eczema or psoriasis. Her daughter had taken her clay with her. She would get the clay mud and rub her down in the bathroom, let her stand about 15 minutes, and then put her in a hot, hot clay bath. And she was using 2 cups of clay. Because as serious as this condition was, she needed to be very aggressive. She would make her stay in the hot bath and get her out, dry her off, and then she would rub coconut oil over her skin and wrap her in a towel and put her in bed for 30 minutes to an hour. And she did that for 4 days and 4 nights. And the end of the 4th day, she woke up and all that corrosive skin. Now, she was also drinking like 3 ounces 3 times a day. She was drinking quite a bit of it. And the 4th morning, the skin just fell off of her body, and her skin underneath was beautiful. I talked to this lady. She was so wonderfully appreciative for clay. She thanked me as if I were the healer. You know, this is God's pharmacy. He's the healer. And she was now walking again. She was going to a family reunion and going to wear a sleeveless dress. And she was so thrilled that she said, "You've just given me back my life." She was 83 years old. She had birthed 9 children and adopted 2. So she had a very full life, and she was just so happy. I was just thrilled to be able to do something for somebody like that. So with eczema and psoriasis, you really want to be aggressive and approach it from internal topical applications in the clay baths. I like to take the clay baths at night because when you get into bed, you sleep like a baby. Sometimes, particularly if the water's pretty hot, you lose electrolytes and you feel a little woozy when you get out. You might want to take a bottle of water or some Gatorade with you to the tub. I do like a good hot bath, but when I get out, I'm just puddled. I just want to be poured in bed and covered up like a pancake. I know I've said that before, but it's wonderful. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Dallas, and I had in 2 days, I had, let's see, 9 presentations, hour-long presentations I gave in trainings and lectures on clay. I did 7 the first day. No, 6 the first day. At the end of the first day, I was so tired. I was brain fried. I didn't get to stop and eat properly during the day. I had a protein bar. The last lecture, I couldn't remember who I told what to, and I ached all over. It was muscular aches just from standing on concrete. Because when I speak for an hour, I have to get there early and set up, so it's generally 2 hours. So I pretty much stood all day or sat in a cramped car. I went home. I was too tired to take a clay bath. I just crawled into bed and took an aspirin. The next morning I woke up. My headache was still lightly there. I had a bottle of liquid, which is only a half a cup of clay. Poured it in the tub, got in, scooched down in the water, soaked. When I got out, all my aches were gone. My neck wasn't stiff. My waist didn't hurt. My hips didn't hurt. My ankles didn't ache. It was just absolutely amazing what a 15-minute clay bath can do. I can't say enough for clay baths. And another question from Joe, can clay promote healing in the nervous system? It depends on the situation. It's going to help the whole system. I haven't seen it doing anything like helping stroke victims. But then again, I don't know too many who have tried it that have had a stroke or Alzheimer's or Parkinson or something of that nature. So if any of you want to try it, it's certainly not going to help. If you're taking medications, take the clay away from your medications. Generally 2 or 3 hours is fine. And take some of those clay baths. You can take them anytime. Okay, another question from Joe. Last time you mentioned clay helps the bone heal by acting as a pain reliever and brace. Does it also help the actual bone heal? Also, can the clay be used as a way to heal injuries? Absolutely. No, it helps build bone density. When you can put it on top, say, over a break, and leave it on there, leave the clay mud on there wrapped around, it's going to not only take the swelling down and relieve the pain, but it builds the bone density and heals the broken bone much faster. I mean, we've healed 2 broken wrists in 3 weeks' time, and the doctor dismissed them to go back to work. So, yes, it definitely does. So if you have brittle bones, get some clay mud and just, you know, put it over your shins, your legs, wherever your bones are seem to be weak. Drink the clay, put it on and leave it, wrap it in saran wrap at night, sleep with it on, and rebuild your bone density from the outside in as well as the inside out. I know my dentist told me that the last time he checked my teeth that my bone density was so good I should keep my teeth till I'm 104. Well, I'm not sure I'm going to be here till I'm 104, but it was very nice to know. And I attributed that to clay because I brush my teeth with clay, and I also pack my gums several times a month with the clay powder. All right, good questions here, Joe. We have another one from Joe. If someone has a tooth infection, can calcium bentonite clay help? What if the tooth has a filling on top of it? It's not going to bother the filling. The fillings in the dental work that you have in your mouth are non-deteriorating metals. So clay's not going to take away from them. And yes, it will help a tooth infection. Again, it's going to reduce the swelling. It's going to pull the infection out. It takes a while on something like a root canal. You really have to keep the clay packed in there 24/7 and even apply it on the outside of the jaw. Just putting the clay, I had a lady one day that came over and she had a cracked wisdom tooth. And she took a little clay and put it around her tooth and she had a shooting pain from under her jaw to the top of her head. And she said within minutes the pain was gone. And we told her she still needed to go see about it. The tooth was cracked. She definitely needed to get to a dentist. But it was on a Sunday and you couldn't get to a dentist and it relieved the pain. I had another gentleman with a tooth infection and the whole side of his face was swollen. He had a ticket the next day to fly somewhere to give a business presentation and felt like he had to go. And we had him pack his gums and his tooth, put clay all around that tooth, the powder, and the saliva helps it stick to your teeth. And we'd get it stuck on there and then put a little bit more on top of that until it was really covering that tooth very good. And he put the mask on the outside of his face from under his jaw and across his cheek right on that jawbone. And the next morning the swelling was down, the pain was gone, and he was able to go make his trip and give his presentation. So, Joe says, I'm currently on detox with calcium bentonite clay. What tip can you suggest to make the detox successful? You know, drinking lots of water during a detox is beneficial. It's always beneficial to eat healthy. Start eating lots of greens and vegetables, lean meats, fish, or something of that nature. If it's got mercury in it, the clay is going to grab it. Detoxes are not harsh with clay. Take your clay baths, and just enjoy it. Notice how you feel. You'll start feeling better. You feel your skin when you get out of the bath, how soft it is. You don't have to rinse it off. Just dry off and touch your skin. It's baby soft. When you're in a clay bath, you sit there and you feel your leg, run your hand down your thigh, and it's almost like little bubbles are there. It's just a slight slickness. You rub your hand over it, and it goes away, and it feels like skin again. And a little bit this slight slickness comes out. Now, I don't know what it's pulling out through the pores of your skin, but that little slickness is it. It's not something you normally see. Highly toxic people may notice a change in the color of the clay in their bath water, like if you've smoked for years and years and years or pumped diesel or been around a lot of chemicals. Generally, you don't see anything. You don't feel it coming out. You just notice you're starting to feel better. Your joints don't ache. Of course, I go for a three-prong attack with detox, and you want to drink the clay, use it topically, and use it internally. So you don't, like, rub the clay over your body before you get in the bath, like the little lady did getting rid of her eczema. All right. And Joe says, can I take a mud bath while still ingesting the clay internally, or should these two be used at different times? Doesn't matter. Drink your clay and go jump in the tub if you want to. It's not going to hurt. It's just going to be beneficial. The two are not going to combine. The clay doesn't absorb in the bloodstream, so it's not going to be affected by the bath. Dina in Prescott Valley, can the clay encounter any ill effects from GMO, genetically modified organisms, and hybrid products? I really don't know. I need a chemist to do some tests on that. But I'm thinking if the clay reads it as a chemical, it will probably draw it out. If it has a positive ionic charge to it, the clay should counter it. I don't know enough about the GMO programs and how it changes the product, if it changes its electrical charge or, how that works. So I can't really answer that effectively. certainly wouldn't hurt to take it. Dina also says, can the clay take as long as a year or more to remove parasites that a person has had for 40 or more years? It shouldn't take that long if you will drink, when you start drinking the clay, do your 2 ounces twice a day for a cleanse, and then keep it up and maybe increase your clay if you think you still have parasites. Generally, it gets rid of the adult parasites, and if they leave eggs behind, it takes time to hatch them and get to the larva stage and the adult stage to get carried out. That's why we say do it for two to three weeks, drink the clay, you know, twice a day, or you can do it 3 times a day. So no, it should get them out. We had a lady with some newborn pups, and she was feeding her pups clay in their food and water. And when she took them in for their first vet exam when they were 6 weeks old for their shots, the vet took a fecal sample, and he was amazed that there weren't any parasites in the puppy's stools. And he said, I've never seen a newborn dog or cat without parasites. They come already infested with parasites. And she just grinned because she had been giving him clay and knew that was the thing. The fact is that parasites like the clay. They let go of the host wall and they go to the clay and are carried out of the body. They're not really killed. They're just eliminated. So it shouldn't take that long. Now, if it's bloodborne parasites, I'm not sure the clay will have any effect on that. But if they're intestinal parasites. All right. Gwen, how do you use clay for shingles? Left hip and side. You may have answered this via an email a while back, but I've had computer problems and lost all emails. Gwen, get the hydrated clay mask on those shingles right away. Cover it with some saran wrap and wear it on there. And anytime it starts itching and burning, put the clay on it again. You should have relief almost instantly. And I drank the clay along with it. But definitely get the clay on there. I've had reports that have dried it up in as little as 3 days. So get some clay on that. The mask is 1 part clay to 3 parts water. Shake it real good. Let it sit 10 or 15 minutes. It'll be about the consistency of a thick chocolate pudding or sour cream. Take that. It's going to be cold, cool, and soothing to those shingles. Cover them with it. And just take a piece of saran wrap and put over it, in, or Glad press and seal, something to hold the wet clay in place. And then you can put your clothes kind of over it gently. I've heard that it takes the pain away almost instantly. So get some clay on those right now and let us know. Come back again and let us know how that worked. And Gwen had a PS to her question. I don't have access to a tub, just for the record. Okay, we just need to get it on you topically. And if you don't have, you know, topical is good. Topical, you can put it on, let it dry, you can wash it off. You just want, when you wash it off, wet the wash rag and put it on the area and kind of rehydrate if the clay has dried. If it stayed wet, you can just take a wet wash rag and wash it off. Let it be exposed to the air for a little while to for the drying effect. Some people put it on and just leave it on and let it dry, and it really dries up those sores. So play around with it and find what works best for you. Libby in Newberry, Florida. Will the clay heal very close veins? It will shrink them down. I broke an ankle 40 years ago, and I was pregnant at the time and in a cast. By the time I got it off, my ankle looked like a telephone pole. My whole leg did. I was retaining fluid, and it stretched all those veins. And when I go and do one of these lectures and I stand on my feet all day, they, you know, come to the surface. I'll put clay on them, and it shrinks them down. So put the clay mask on there and let it dry. Wash it off. At night, put a thin coat on. Let it dry and sleep with it on. And see if you don't notice some changes. If they're big varicose veins, you want to put it on thickly. All right. And again, I always recommend drinking the clay. Dina, again, from Prescott Valley, a testimony for you. Perry, I was cooking the other day and got some hot oil splashed on my hand. I immediately put clay on it and left it on for about a half an hour. After that time, the pain stopped, and it is about 3 days later, I have no blistering, just a red mark. I would say, honey, if you would keep the clay on there and just keep it covered with some Saran wrap, immediately the first day, you probably would have noticed that the red mark was gone too the next day. You really want to keep it on there thick, and that's a great testimonial because oil sticks and it's hot, and it's not like water that runs off or evaporates. So thank you for that. But I would suggest be a little more aggressive. As long as it's tender or red, keep the clay on it, and you want to kind of keep it moist and keep it on there. And that's, I really appreciate the testimonial. I'm working on revising the book and looking for some new testimonials. So I may have to contact you and see if I can have permission to use that one. Thank you. And we have one from Sina. Is there any family who use clay for autistic kids and see improvement? Absolutely, darling. If you will go to aboutclay.com and click on the testimonials, click on clay information, and then go to the testimonials, you'll see autism, and read the testimonies direct from the mothers. They notice an improvement immediately in the first clay bath. The children are calmer, they make more eye contact, and they become more verbal. And there are several wonderful testimonies. A few of them may bring you to tears. But yes, it calms them down. I don't know how it works in 15 minutes, but the parents are amazed that they say, is this really happening in the first bath in 15 minutes? So, you know, it's an easy try. It's not going to hurt them at all. So I think it'll help benefit things. Sometimes severely autistic children don't like change, and if you put the clay in the water and it's cloudy, they don't want to get into it. One family calls it their chocolate bath. And, you know, after a while, the children, they kind of learn that it helps their body, and they want it. There was one lady who was giving her nephew a bath, and she had some of the clay, and she didn't want to. He was very autistic, didn't make eye contact, and spoke very little. And so she would put the clay in her hands, the mud, and rub it together behind him in the water while he was in the tub and kind of let it sift out. And she did it a couple of times. And he looked over at her and looked her in the eye and said, pointed to the clay and said, "More, please." And so she kept doing it. In a minute, he looked up and looked at her and pointed at a wash rag, and he said, "Towel, please." And she was so astonished with him speaking and communicating and using eye contact, she called her mother, who lived two doors down, to come over to see if she noticed anything. When the grandmother walked in the bathroom, he looked her straight in the eye and said, "Hello, grandmother," and they were just flabbergasted. So get some clay for those children. Joe again, can clay help with arthritis? Could the clay also be help with rebuilding cartilage? You know, Joe, I don't know what everything does that clay does or how it does it. I just know it helps. Drinking the clay has helped reduce joints, the buildup in joints, and make them more flexible and take the pain away. I had a gentleman the other day who was a staff that I gave a lecture to who emailed back and said he has had a knee problem, a bad knee, for 2 years, and it aches every day, and when the weather changed, he really notices it. Something about the meniscus, which is the little cartilage in there, it's like a cushioning sack. And, of course, the doctors want to operate, and he's been avoiding it. Well, we talked to him about clay, and we gave him some samples. he went home and started drinking the clay, and the next day he noticed his leg wasn't hurting as much. And after 3 days, the pain was gone for the first time in 3 years. So what it's done to that cartilage, I don't know. What it does to the joints, all I know, people say, my finger was so knotted I couldn't bend it, and I swear the next day the knot wasn't as large. I've kept it up now, and I can not only bend my fingers, but I can knock on wood. We even had a lady with a bunion on her foot that started drinking it, and she said, I felt some tingling in my bunion that night, and the next morning, I swear it was smaller. Well, she's reduced her bunion, and her toes were not very flexible. She couldn't bend them forward and back, and now she has full flexibility in her toes, and her bunion doesn't hurt her anymore. How that happens, I'm still trying to figure it out. I just know that clay is safe and it works, and it certainly doesn't hurt to try it on something. Vents in Fort Worth. What happens if you have a hole in a tooth? Is it safe to fill the tooth with clay? I've started drinking clay and brushing with the clay. I have all kinds of problems with my teeth in the past. I would pack it in there, you turn tootin'. I don't know if it will remove a cavity. It depends probably on how aggressive it is, but pack that tooth at night, put the powder clay around it and on it. If you try to put the wet clay on there, it's just going to mix with the saliva and slide down your throat. So you have to use the dry powder clay. I usually put a little ridge on my toothbrush and pull my cheek out and deposit it between my cheek and gum. I went to the dentist the other day, and I'm wearing braces, and they were adjusting the braces, and the little girl got my lip wired in with this band she was putting on the tooth. Anyway, by the time she released it, it had cut my lip, and of course it was way down on the inside. And you know what happens when you bite your lip or something, then you get one of those ulcers. Well, I've been putting clay down there, and of course the ulcer's right against where the braces are and rubs when I talk. So I've got wax on my teeth and clay down in there to heal that and stop that from being a big festered ulcer. I would keep drinking the clay, brushing your teeth with the clay, packing your gums at night with the clay, and start taking care of those teeth. Clay is a good way to start that. It'll be very helpful for your gums as well. Joe, I'm going to have you on the show every time. You have wonderful questions. Thank you. Will clay work with essential oils and therapy treatment? For example, essential oil application on a certain area of the body with a clay poultice. We actually have a clay product called Muscle Rub that's a mixture of tea tree oil and peppermint oil and jojoba oil. And it works very good. You know, if I've been at my computer too long and mousing all day writing, my neck, the muscle going from my shoulder to my neck just gets real hard and tired, and I can take some of the Muscle Rub and rub on that area, and it loosens the knot. I literally have knots in my muscles. They feel hard. It loosens them. And the blood flow goes, and it takes the stiffness away. You can get rid of a stiff neck with a good clay poultice. There are a few oils that clay doesn't like. It will let you know if it doesn't, because it will produce an odor. Someone said it doesn't work well with eucalyptus oil. But I think for the most part, it's pretty safe. You always want to mix your clay with the oils to the hydrated clay and not to the dry clay. So mix your hydrated clay and then add the oils and try them and see. I think somebody said they used oregano oil with the clay for their teeth. So you might try that. I don't know. Some of these oils are safe to take internally in small amounts, so you'll need to find out that. I'm not exactly an expert in that. Okay, wonderful questions today. Let me refresh and see if we have anything else coming in. Wow, I love it. We've just had so many good questions today. I thank each and every one of you, and I appreciate the testimonials so much. Would love to hear your testimonials. if you all are doing things with nerves, let me know if you have anything good to report. I'd love to know how it works with Alzheimer's and with any kind of nerve disorders. And, you know, you try it topically, clay bath, if the person's able to, or definitely have them drinking. Now, remember, if you're taking medicines, either check with the pharmacy and find out how long it takes to absorb the medicine. Generally, it's 2 to 3 hours, and then you can take your clay after that. We do recommend when you're taking clay at the start to do a cleanse, to do it on an empty stomach. But after you finish your cleanse period, you can take it any time. You can put it in a smoothie. You can put it in your coffee. Get creative with it. We have some moms that cook with it. They make brownies and they make pizza dough and things with the cookies, with the clay, because it's the only way they can get it in their kids. And Joe, on that detox, if you really want to heal your body, if you will start eating raw and vegan for a little while, or doing at least replace a lot of your diet, the potatoes and the starches and the breads, with good fibrous foods, I think you'll notice a great improvement. So thank all of you today for all of your questions, and until, let's see, our next seminar will be on the 29th after Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And if anybody's in the Austin area, I'm giving a lecture tonight at the Whole Foods on Bee Cave Road. So come out at 6:30 and join us. We always have free samples and clay shots to give away, and would love to have you there. So until we meet again, wellness and health be with you. This is Perry A. signing out.